Well, good morning, kids. It's great to have you guys in here with us. We love doing this from time to time. And a part of what we grown-ups do every week when you're in class is that we take communion or take the Lord's Supper. And we're about to do that and want to talk to you a little bit about what it means to us and why we do it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, it says, "The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.'" Let me ask you something. Kids, do you ever have trouble remembering things? There's one person I heard that said no. I have trouble remembering things, and when I was a kid, I had trouble remembering things. You know, when I was a little kid, when I was, before I went to school, and then even when I was a bigger kid, when I was going to school, I would forget things. Because things change. The stuff around us changes. I tell you one thing that really changes is technology. It changes fast. But people are pretty much the same they've always been. And a part of this thing about people is that we have trouble remembering sometimes. Like when my mom would say, "David, did you clean your room?" I go, "Oh, I forgot. Did you take the garbage out like I asked you to?" "Oh, I forgot." And it has been like 10 seconds since you asked me, you know. "But I forgot. Did you do your homework?" "Oh, man, I forgot." So we forget. And, you know, I still have trouble remembering things sometimes. And one of the things that has changed is technology. And we have technology that helps us remember things. But there's this technology I want to tell you about from a long time ago. And this is from even before I was a kid, if you can imagine anything happening that long ago. Because I'm 55, so it's been like a few years since I was a kid. But this is from before that. Like, cutting-edge technology was a piece of string, and people would tie the string around their finger. And when they look at that piece of string, it would remind them to think of something that they were supposed to remember and not forget. And there's going to be some technology giveaways today. And I just happen to have a really nice orange piece of string. This is actually ribbon. But would anybody like some technology? Here we go. Come on. Yeah. Come on, Tad. Yeah, you can have it. It's free. It's totally free. I actually have another one. Andrew, there we go. I was afraid of this. I only had two. And there's a big demand for technology always. But I had to use the last piece of string that I had to tie on my finger to remind me about something. And But see, that's the problem with string, is that it doesn't say what you're supposed to remember. See, then later on, new cutting-edge technology came along, and they had these things, which are called post-it notes. And you can actually write what you're supposed to remember and just stick them around. And that way, would you like, come on. We're giving away technology today, people. But that's a few post-it notes, and that's all I have, though. I'm sorry. So the cool thing, and you're not going to have any trouble with him remembering things this week because he's got post-it notes. That's awesome. The only thing is, you have to remember to look at the note. And but these days, we've got even newer technology to do it, and that is on my phone. I'm not going to be giving one of these away. But there's a calendar on here, and you can put something on there, and you can actually set an alarm, right? So to remind you, and it's like, oh, I'm supposed to do something. And that, you know, technology just keeps getting better. And in fact, vibrating. Okay. It says this is to remind you to read the post-it note in the back of your Bible. And that says this, the string is to help you remember to buy more string. That's the benefit of having a phone. It can remind you to read your post-it notes, which tell you what your string is about. That's the good thing about having, you know, there's all kinds of life apps that you're getting here for free today. But, you know, having trouble remembering is nothing new. Technology changes, but people are the same. And that verse we read said that Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, this is just not very long at all before Jesus was going to be arrested and then go to the cross and then be raised to life again. He was meeting with his closest friends and they were eating together. And because he knew that they were forgetful like we are, we have trouble remembering, he said, I'm going to give you something to remember. And they were eating together and he picked up a piece of bread and he broke it and he said, when you eat the bread, remember my body that was broken for you. And then after supper, he picked up a cup and he said, this cup is my blood that's poured out for you. Whenever you drink it, remember me. Do this in remembrance of me. And so now it's been almost 2,000 years later, and people who believe in Jesus for 2,000 years have been gathering. And when they gather, they remember Jesus. When they eat the bread and they drink the cup, they remember Jesus, and they remember what Jesus was willing to do for them. But it's not just remembering that Jesus died. He did die, but it's also remembering that he was raised. But the most important thing is that Jesus was willing to do anything for you and for me. You know, we get lots of messages as we go throughout our days. You know, if I remember correctly, when I was in elementary school, one of the things that I heard, whether it was somebody actually saying it or just making me feel this way, but I remember a lot of times being made to feel like I wasn't very important. I remember a lot of times feeling like I wasn't very special. I remember times feeling like I was really alone. And when we eat the bread and we drink the cup, one of the things we remember is that we're not alone, that Jesus is with us. And one of the things that we remember also is that we are deeply loved when we remember what Jesus was willing to do so that we could have the eternal kind of life. And all those times that we can tend to feel like we're not that special, Jesus says, I'm going to show you how special you are. And he laid down his life for you and for me. And so we remember. And I don't mean to, you know, make light of it, but this is just a technology that we have. And it's as old as food and drink. And Jesus said, when you get together, when you drink, when you eat, and when you drink, remember me. And remember that you can live in a relationship with me. You might feel alone, but you're not. You might feel like you're not special, but you are. You might feel like you're not loved, but you're deeply loved. I loved you so much that I laid down my life for you. But it also, this remembering also has to do with our relationship with other people. Because the same things that I just said about you, it's also for them. And so this is remembering that I'm special to God. I have value to God. God loves me. But it also means that the person sitting beside you and sitting down the row from you, and also your parents or your brothers or your sisters, they're also special. They're also loved. And Jesus is also with them. You know, so how do you want, if there are people that you love, how do you want people to treat them? You want them to treat them nice. So God not only wants us to remember that we are special, that we are dearly and deeply loved enough that he would lay down his life for us, but also to remind us that our brothers and sisters and our friends and the people at church and the people at school and the people that in our neighborhoods and the people all over the world are also loved, and God wants us to regard them also as God's creation. They were also made in the image of God. Jesus also laid down his life for them. So this communion is about remembering that we live in a loving relationship with God, and because of that, we can live in a loving relationship with each other. The Bible calls that communion. We live in communion with God, and we live in communion with each other. And we remember that when we eat the bread and when we drink the cup, because we're forgetful. But we're here today to remember. To remember that we're loved, we're special, we were worth sacrificing for, and so are the other people around us. Let's pray.